And now to Washington, where Congress has another busy week ahead. There's that question about who will be the next Speaker of the House. That could be resolved by Wednesday. Hint, Wisconsin's Paul Ryan is already naming his staff for that job. The House of Representatives is also set to reopen the Export-Import Bank as soon as today. We'll get a refresher on what that is and what the vote is all about. And then there's the debt ceiling deadline, which is now 8 days away. So joining us now for more is NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving. Hi there, Ron.
Hello, Meghna.
So lots of significant policy debates, but let's start with the leadership question. House Republicans are set to vote for a new speaker on Wednesday. Paul Ryan did get the supermajority of the House Freedom Caucus vote. And so we've got some tape here from Caucus Chairman Jim Jordan on Fox News Sunday.
We think Paul has the kind of vision and is the kind of messenger our party needs to accomplish the things we told the voters we're going to accomplish. So we're excited about that. A supermajority of our members said we think Paul Ryan's the right guy at the right time to lead our conference.
So excitement from the Freedom Caucus there. How much of a sway will they have with Paul Ryan?
They think they're going to have quite a bit, Meghna. They think they got his commitment to listen to them and to involve them in leadership decisions in ways that John Boehner, the outgoing speaker, did not. They think that Paul Ryan agrees that there are needed changes in the internal processes of the House Republican Caucus, including committee assignments and things of that nature. But they also think that if he starts to bring bills to the floor that he plans to pass largely with Democratic votes, like what John Boehner is going to do this week, that they still have the right to challenge him just the way they did with Boehner, which is what led him to resign.
Okay, so excited but still demanding certain things that the caucus wants. But, you know, it's interesting because nevertheless, we continue to hear rumblings from the right in the Republican Party, including on talk radio, that Paul Ryan isn't conservative enough. Is that going to be a problem for him?
It is indeed, because the people that you're talking about, the conservative websites, the bloggers, the talk show hosts, wield a tremendous amount of influence at that level of the party that listens to them and that then makes demands of their members of the House. And if their members of the House don't respond to those demands, they vote for Tea Party challengers or challengers of some other kind. And we could see that again in 2016 as we did in 2010. So House Republicans tend to be very responsive to that base.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the policy battles that Paul Ryan as Speaker could face. I mean, we have the one coming up on November 3rd. That's when Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says the country needs to raise the debt ceiling before risking default. He's written in a column in USA Today that Congress is, quote, manufacturing a crisis. But we have tape here from Congressman Devin Nunes, Republican from California. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Look, I do think it has to be raised. You know, this is a country we have to pay our bills. We do not want to default on our debt. But at the same time, the American people expect the budget to be balanced. And that's really what's causing this friction, because you have a president who really hasn't wanted to do anything. And you have, I think, unrealistic expectations among the base of the Republican Party.
So interesting and nuanced view there from Congressman Nunes. But are we going to see the same 11th hour battles that we have over the debt ceiling before, Ron?
Well, one hopes not. According to Jack Lew and the Treasury Department, the White House, we're right on the brink of default. It's a week from tomorrow is the deadline. But John Boehner has said that before he leaves the House this week, he wants to, quote, clean the barn, unquote. So he wants to move the debt limit, and he wants to do it this week. And, of course, that means doing it with Democratic votes, which will anger many people in his own conference. But he knows that. It's part of the reason he's leaving is because of that friction. And he's going to go ahead and do it one more time with regard to the debt limit. And they're going to probably pass it with no riders and no hostage taking of other issues being added in, such as Planned Parenthood or some sort of constitutional amendment. They're going to just go ahead and pass a debt limit increase.
Mm. And Ron, in the last minute that we have, let's talk about the Import-Export Bank, one of those things that probably doesn't grab headlines, but we probably should all know about. The House is expected to vote as soon as today on reopening the bank. So what's happening there?
Yes, as soon as today, not necessarily today. They're hoping to get it done today. It's all part of the Boehner clean the barn strategy. And this is another chapter in his struggle for the Republican future and for management of the House. The bank makes loans and facilitates insurance so that foreign companies can buy goods from the United States. And it helps a lot of exporters, some little, some big, like Boeing and General Electric. And what the House conservatives don't like is they say that's the government getting too involved in the free market, picking winners and losers. They also call it corporate welfare. And they have already cut off any new business for it as of the 1st of July. Mm. So some of the business-oriented conservatives are trying to get that back in operation.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Always great to talk with you, Ron. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.